This story really illustrates Grandpa's old axiom of, when in doubt, cuss 'em out. Cussing out another highway patrolman. Grandpa and Uncle Lou had come down to the bus station to pick up myself and Bob Raymer, who was my college roommate. Bob was from Charlotte and had decided to visit his parents over the weekend, and I was happy to take the bus trip with him from Laurinburg and use the opportunity to see Grandma and Grandpa and all the relatives. I'd called in advance, and Uncle Lou had generously offered to pick us up at the bus station, even though the bus was arriving rather late in the evening. Uncle Lou met us at the bus station, and Grandpa had decided to come along as well. Bob and I put our luggage in the trunk of the car and seated ourselves in the back seat. Lou was driving, and Grandpa was seated in the front passenger side seat. As we approached the 7-Eleven that was on McElway Road near Grandma and Grandpa's and the Trosh's house, we noticed that the police and highway patrol had set up a licensed sobriety checkpoint. As we pulled up to the checkpoint, Grandpa was already fuming and cussing about law enforcement and license checks. Lou suggested that he just stay calm, hold his tongue, and not say anything derogatory to the highway patrolman. Then the fun began. Bob and I were already struggling not to burst out laughing in the back seat because of the foul and pointed observation that Grandpa was making concerning highway patrolmen. The courteous patrolman asked to see Lou's license. Grandpa was barely managing to keep his tirade about law enforcement officials under his breath to a point where the patrolman could not quite hear him. Then Lou noticed that he had forgotten to bring his wallet and license with him, and the patrolman asked Lou to pull over and accompany him to his cruiser. As soon as Lou stepped out of the car and closed his door behind him, Grandpa let out an incredible torrent of expletives as he glared at the patrolman who was discussing the situation with Lou. Grandpa was in fine form that night and was spontaneously coming up with never-before-heard-of cuss words concerning all members of the law enforcement profession. Grandpa was getting louder and louder, and Bob and I were rolling with laughter in the back seat as I fanned the flames of Grandpa's tirade with observations about my own experiences with unreasonable cops that I encountered in the past. I noticed that Lou and the patrolman seemed to be getting along quite well, and it appeared that the officer was about to let Lou off with just a warning. The problem was that, since it had already taken all of 3 or 4 minutes for Lou to resolve the situation, and it appeared that it might even take another minute or two, Grandpa could stand no more. He threw his door open and stormed out toward the highway patrolman, fuming and cussing loudly all the way. He then proceeded to walk up, get right in the face of the patrolman, and unleash an absolute torrent of cussing and expletives directed at him and every member of the law enforcement profession. Bob and I had never heard anyone talk to another human being like Grandpa was talking to that patrolman right in front of other officers and other motorists. We were laughing so hard that we could barely breathe. But we were also a bit apprehensive that the patrolman might take offense at Grandpa's foul and pointed observations and take us all downtown and lock us up. Now, I don't remember exactly how he managed to do it, but Lou was able somehow to keep matters under control, get Grandpa out of the patrolman's face and back into the car, and we headed off to the house without further incident.